Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ Podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. And that is a quote by Oprah Winfrey. And why is that quote my quote for this week? I've been listening to this incredible audiobook called Thrive by Meredith Elliott Powell. And what I love about the book has been written during these times of uncertainty. It was written sort of when the pandemic hit. And what really resonates for me is that the fact that the book focuses on strategies that can help you turn uncertainty into competitive advantage. And that's what I love about the book. Because fundamentally, when we think about it right, there's certain situations that occur. There's certain environmental factors that occur that completely fall outside of our control. We cannot control certain things that happen in the world. There's heaps that we can't control when we think about it. But do we let the things that happen outside of control drive us to a certain destination, lead us to a certain outcome, dictate to us what is going to happen to us? Or do we flip the way we look at it and go, right, this is a situation that's happening that might be outside of my control, but these are the things that I'm going to do today that's going to allow me to get in control. And I know that I've talked about this a number of times on this podcast, and I will continue to talk about it because I think that discipline of maintaining control is something that you will never master. And as I go through this journey myself, each and every day, even when I feel like I have an incredible level of control, there's always that 1% where I have another opportunity to continue gaining more control over my mindset, my thoughts, looking at the way in which I do things. And that is why I'm really enjoying that particular book, because it's allowing me to really think about the strategies which I'm using to capitalize on the opportunities that are sitting in front of us right now. Because at the end of the day, when we really think about it, selling is about helping people achieve a better outcome. You've heard me say this time and time again. And we help people move from point A to point B. We help them move to a different destination. And what's happened over the past 12 months, 18 months, is that the pandemic has really accelerated change in a variety of different industries. And that change is going to keep occurring. And that change represents growth and opportunity. And if we attack it, if we approach it, if we drive ourselves with a certain energy and relentless focus, that there are so many positive outcomes that can be achieved from change, then we will be proactive in our approach and we will find the best outcome possible from what can be seen as a really negative environment. And this event that's happened in the past 18 months, sure, it's been a massive global event, but it's not the only time where we've seen external environment dictate our lives, our economy. There will be things that occur in the future that we simply can't control. Economic things will happen. There'll be conflict. It's always going to happen. History has showed us that there is always peaks and troughs. And we have to look at things with a certain mindset, with a certain viewpoint that, again, I can't control those external things that are happening, but I can have absolute control on the way in which I capitalize on these opportunities. And that is what they are. They're opportunities. And some will take them and others won't. My message for this week is really clear. It's do what others won't do, because some will look at it from a glass half full perspective. Some will look at it as a negative, as this is happening to me. And the small percent that decide to be proactive, that decide to capitalize, grow, learn, adapt, pivot, all those words, those buzzwords, those who actually embrace the challenges that are going to occur and flip the way they look at it and think about it in a opportunistic perspective, think about it in a real abundance mindset perspective are the ones that are going to feel and receive the benefit of those external happenings. And that is my message for this week. Embrace the opportunities that occur when change happens. Don't fight it. Don't resist it. Appreciate that it's there and it'll continue to be there. And there's things that you can do and there's things you can't. But know that if you approach it with the mindset that it's an opportunity, there's an abundant opportunity available for me to be the best I can be and to capitalize on what is a very uncertain time, then you will be the one that'll grow and thrive through any economic downturn. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, share it. I produce this content to help you be the very best you can be.